FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Itumeleng Municipality is intensifying efforts to stop the spread of rabies following a fatality in the south of Durban. A man from Ezimbokodweni died from the virus after he was bitten by his unvaccinated dog in March. Newswatch's Tsinokuhle Malinga reports.
According to the city's communicable disease team, the man only sought medical help 2 months later when the virus had already spread. The dog later showed signs of aggression and unusual behavior. This isn't an isolated case. Last year, a 3-year-old child from Gonyameni also died after exposure to a suspected rabid dog. The city's director for health, Rosemary van Yerden, says they've launched a joint campaign with other departments to eliminate human rabies deaths by 2030. She says over 380 pets, mostly dogs, were vaccinated in Ezimbokodweni alone during a recent 3-day drive. Officials are urging residents to wash any bites or scratches with soap and water immediately and get medical help, even if it's just a lick from a possible infected animal. Tsinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Nearly 9,000 people have signed a petition to keep the doors open at Durban South's only no-kill animal shelter. Founder Sori Mudli says the shelter is self-funded and focuses on rescuing, rehabilitating and rehoming abused and abandoned animals. She says the shelter came under threat after a group of residents submitted a petition with around 70 signatures to Itumeleng Metro Police calling for an investigation. Mudli says the complaints, including noise and illegal dumping, are false and damaging.
They've never really visited our shelter. They've never been a part of the work that we do. Have made false allegations about us, stating that, you know what, we are an excessive noise nuisance, that we are illegally dumping feces into the river. And they also make claims that our dogs are constantly escaping the property and running into the neighboring properties, and it's an endangerment to their families.
She's now calling on the public to support her and the dozens of animals that depend on the shelter for survival.
And just write us letters of support for anybody who has, you know, who does feel that we are not a nuisance within the community, because these will be provided to the proper authorities, because we do have 46 lives on the property. And if this place were to close, unfortunately, the situation is these dogs would have nowhere to go.
And there have been explosions heard in Israel. Emergency services say at least 3 people have been killed and 2 others wounded in an Iranian missile strike. Local media are reporting the incident occurred in southern Beersheba. The attack comes shortly before a staggered ceasefire announced by U.S. President Donald Trump was meant to enter force. However, Iran's foreign minister says Tehran will only end its strikes once Israel stops its attacks. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance spoke to Fox News about the proposed ceasefire.
For the Iranians, I think this is a new opportunity to actually pursue the path of peace. What the Iranians have showed through their support of terror networks, through their failed effort to build a nuclear weapon, is that they're just not very good at war. I actually think when we look back, we will say the 12-day war was an important reset moment for the entire region.
And finally, Basic Education Minister Sivuya Gwagube and Police Minister Senzo Mchunu will today launch the Safe Schools Protocol in Cape Town. Basic Education spokesperson Terence Kala says it's aimed at tackling rising violence and engaging civil society and parents.
This public launch signifies a renewed and strengthened commitment by both departments to ensure safe and child-friendly learning environments across South Africa. The ceremony also marks a critical step in making school safety a tangible reality, aligning with the 7th administration's 5 priorities on education.
Durban 22, Pietermaritzburg 20, Richards Bay 23. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
And coming up in your sports, Messi to face his former side, PSG, in Club World Cup last 16. Banyana Banyana squad for AFCON has been confirmed, and England against India set to go down to the wire on day 5 of the first test.